Hello, my name is Maria Munoz. Today is Wednesday, September 7th, 2011, and I'm here with Chris. Today I'll be conducting an interview for my research project, a look at gender oddities through drag king performances in Central Florida. This interview will be a part of the University of Florida Samuel Proctor Oral History Project's digital collection. And I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. So first, some general questions. What is your full name?
Kristen Wren. I go by Chris.
Okay. And what is your occupation right now?
I'm a manager at a hardware store.
And what is your relationship or marital status?
I'm with Mimi / Nova.
Okay. And what is your race or ethnicity or nationality?
I am full-on white girl.
So where are you from? Here from Gainesville?
No, I actually grew up in South Carolina, Houghton Island, South Carolina. Okay. I've been here about 10 years, so...
So when and where were you born?
I was born at Monroe Hospital, mm-hmm. and we moved to South Carolina after, you know, a couple months or whatever. Mm-hmm. I moved here when I was 16, so I've been here about 11 years.
So when were you born? What's your date of birth?
March 30th, 84.
Mm-hmm. And so where did you do most of your growing up in South Carolina?
In South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. But then 16 is kind of young. Mm-hmm. To come here to Gainesville. So you finished high school here?
I finished high school at Lake Weir High.
Where is Lake Weir High?
Oh, and I think it's called Candler, but it's in Ocala.
Okay. And do you have any siblings?
I have a younger sister.
Okay. And how much younger?
She's 2 years younger than me.
Okay. And what's your level of education right now?
High school graduate.
I know. So, all right, I'm just going to get into it. So what is your sex and or gender? What do you identify as?
Female.
Okay. And so what is your sexual orientation?
I am a lesbian.
Okay. and what does your gender and sex mean to you?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So most people, like a self-identity of like lesbian or... straight or bisexual, pansexual even, usually carries some sort of extra meaning to them. Like some people perform it with like a purpose. Do you feel that way?
No, I don't feel like I necessarily had a choice. I was born this way. And
in regards to your...
Sorry, somebody walked in.
It's okay. So your sex and gender, do you feel like they're connected in a way?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
my name's Andrea.
Nice to meet you. I don't really know how to answer that. It's just I was born
the way that I am. I'm gonna go ahead. All right. So our next question is: do you consider yourself to be like a masculine woman?
For the most part, I do. I have times when I like to paint my nails, things like that, but I am definitely more masculine than feminine.
And so, in that context, how do you feel you express yourself as a masculine woman? Like, what comes to mind?
Just mainly, like, the way I would dress or how I cut my hair, things like that. Wearing, you know, men's clothing and things like that. Keep a short haircut.
Okay. And in what context do you see yourself as a masculine woman, like in relationships with other women? Or other men, like does it affect your relationships? Not necessarily like in a negative way.
Right. I don't necessarily feel that way. I mean, in the end, we are both, you know, with my girlfriend, we are both still women, and we, you know, perform our daily activities in that way. I don't try to live any other way as, you know, like, try to make myself out to be a man or anything. So.
Okay. So how does sometimes feeling like a masculine woman... How does that affect the way you experience your body?
I love your questions.
They're kind of loaded, right?
I was just thinking, how do you, like, think of those kind of questions?
Where did you come from? I don't know. Read that question to me again.
So, like, in terms of feeling sometimes or often or usually as a masculine woman, how does that influence the way you experience your body?
I really don't know.
Like, how do you look at yourself?
That's a hard one. I mean, it could be your appearance, it could be sexually, it could be anything, honestly. Like, even just looking at yourself in a mirror.
I wish
or
we
something.
Were a dude.
That could
no,
be it.
No, I don't actually. That's not.
I do sometimes.
Well, you're crazy. No, I don't, you know what she said, I don't ever, like, wish that I was a man or anything. I'm
like
comfortable
like
with
body.
Myself being the way I am.
That's what I'm saying.
Be quiet. You know, like I said, I do dress a little more masculine or whatever, but, you know, at the end of the day, I am a female, and I know that, and I wouldn't wish to be anything other than what I am.
Okay. And do you think that, sometimes being masculine affords you a sort of permission to be someone or something that you otherwise wouldn't be?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So what kind of benefits does it afford you, do you think? Have you ever thought about that?
I don't really necessarily know of any benefits that it does afford me. You know, maybe if I'm doing the performances or whatever, a little bit more comfortable, you know, in the clothing or whatever, in the costumes, but because that's how I live my, you know, everyday kind of life, but other than that.
Okay. So you said it, you can't think of any benefits. Could you think of any negative
Oh, yeah.
aspects?
All day long. I get called sir about 10 times a day.
Yeah.
And son and everything like that. I definitely get a lot of, negative remarks more so than positive.
How does that make you feel?
You know, sometimes it bothers me. It used to bother me a lot more than it does now. Now I'm like, eh, whatever. If you don't like it, you don't have to look. I don't really care, but it definitely took some getting used to.
So if you could say something to a person that confused you and called you a sir or son, What would you say to them?
I am not a sir, but I am, in fact, a female. I do have short hair, but other than that, everything else is female.
Okay. Have you ever thought about how your ethnicity or your nationality or your race affects your gender performance?
No.
No.
It's not even an issue that I can think of.
Or even you taking up drag king at all?
No.
All right. Was it hard for your family to accept you in either being, you know, a masculine woman or as a drag king performer? Was that hard for your family too?
You know, I've had some problems with my mother. She thinks that I should grow my hair out and wear makeup and be more feminine like her daughter. But for the most part, she doesn't really bother me. I think she's actually come to one of my shows. She says she's going to come to a lot of them, but she doesn't usually make it out. But I don't really ever have a problem. You know, most of my family is pretty supportive, and the ones that are not, they just pretend that it doesn't happen, so.
And this is another kind of loaded question. So do you consider your gender identity to be a performance?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
And, all right, so have you ever performed as a drag king on stage?
I have.
Yeah? How long have you been doing it for?
I'd say maybe 2 years, about 2 years. Yeah.
With the, and are you part of a group or a troupe?
The Studs are in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how you've been with them for 2 years as well? Or
yeah,
that's
how I started this. I met Angela and actually Chelsea and B. That's how became a drag king.
Okay, so what was your first experience? Either like your first time ever watching a drag king performance or your first performance?
I watched them for a long time. Just going to the clubs and things like that. I used to go up to Copa, and I would see them, and I kind of became friends with Angela and Chelsea and Chelsea's girlfriend Brandis, and actually one of my good friends, she was like, hey, you know, I want to do that or whatever, and she didn't want to do it by herself, so I kind of got roped into it too, and we still actually, both of us still perform to this day, so.
Cool. Why do you perform as a drag king?
I just thought it would be something different, you know, a way to kind of get out some creativity type thing. I still get a little bit nervous, and it's not necessarily my favorite thing to do now that I've gotten into it, but I do it on occasion, you know, when somebody needs, like, to fill a spot or whatever. I'm much more comfortable being behind the scenes.
Why do you feel more comfortable now behind the scenes? Now that you've gotten used to it, you don't...
I'm just not really a great performer. I'll be the first to say it. I mean, I get all hyped up, and I do all the work, and I put in all the effort, but then when I get out there, I kind of freeze up, and it's just, I'd rather be behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. So, when you do get on stage, how do you plan your performances? Like, how do you pick your songs and your outfits?
My songs basically go more of, you know, what the crowd wants. And what they react to. Like, I would start off with, I used to do a lot of, like, Jason Mraz and Fall Out Boy and stuff like that. But it's not really what the crowd wanted. And I didn't perform as well to that. So now I go more hip-hop, you know, Usher and things like that. And I perform better to that because I'm more comfortable. And I know that the crowd is more into it, so.
Okay. And... do you have, like, a constant character that you perform, or a persona? Is there a type of masculine or male that you kind of use as a reference point for your performances?
No, not really. It kind of depends on the song and the actual performance that I'm doing that day, as far as, you know, how I dress and you know, what I wear, you know, is... maybe I'll wear glasses with this performance, or maybe I'll wear a hat or whatever, but it's not like one set character.
Okay. And do you consider your stage performance as an outlet from, like, everyday life?
Sometimes. I do sometimes. Like I said, it's kind of a way to get out some of the creativity and do something kind of out of the normal than what I do every day.
And do you make your femininity part of your performance ever?
No, not unless it slips up.
Right.
But no.
So what do you have any thoughts on those performers that do show, like, a little bit of a side of their femininity during their performances? Like, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's as far as, you know, other people's concerned, if that's how you feel that you want to perform, if that's how you want to come across, that's what we're here for. We're here to see you perform, not, you know, judge you and how you're doing. I mean, if you want to bring out some of your femininity on stage and that's how you feel comfortable, go for it. It's your show.
Okay. And how does... I already asked you that.
What is it?
How does your stage performance affect your everyday life?
Yeah.
Mark these off. Okay, so what do you think the future of drag kings will be? Because it's kind of been like a slow start. It's something that, it has been going on for a long time, but sort of got its, like, breakthrough in the 90s, so to speak. And now, even though it's still kind of, like, new, it's not very, you know, not very rampant. It's not everywhere. And even here, like, in North Central Florida, it's like once a month kind of performances and stuff like that. What do you think's going to happen with it?
I think it'll probably take off. You know, it's a lot of hard work. You know, like, I know Angela works really hard to kind of get get the name across and get the dates out and all of that. But, you know, people love drag queens, and eventually they're going to love drag kings, too. It's just going to take some time.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go back to, like, your gender and, like, everyday life. What do you value most about your gender in your everyday life? Is there something that you value of it?
That I value in my everyday life? You know, I just love the life that I have in the family and the whole just being who I am and living my life the way I want to. I mean, that's very important to me, like not what everybody else thinks and how they think I should do and who I should be with or whatever. It's my family that is important to me and how I live my life.
Do you ever think that your gender identity or sometimes being a masculine woman, has that ever affected your relationships with other, you know, lesbian and gay people who probably wouldn't identify as a different kind of gender or gender variance?
No, I think my experiences have always been, you know, the people that I hang out with are lesbians or whoever I'm with are usually in my life for a reason. I mean, they're around because they want to be around and because they accept how I live or how they live and we're accepting of each other. I haven't necessarily ever had a problem with anything like that, so.
What about at work? Have you ever felt like you probably weren't hired or promoted or maybe even fired or demoted because of either your sexual orientation or your gender identity or...
No, I got pretty lucky. I've been at the job that I'm at for 10 years now. So my bosses have kind of seen me the way since I was 17 when I started there. So I've kind of gone from I had longer hair and it got shorter and shorter and shorter. And I think I had a boyfriend when I started there, but I was 17. And sometimes we do dumb things like that. You know, I've been very open with them, always have, and you know, I kind of got lucky. My boss has a gay niece, so, you know, she's very okay with everything, and, you know, we talk about things, so I've never had a problem with that at work.
So would you say during high school you didn't identify the way that you do now?
Oh, absolutely not, no.
Did you do that for a reason, or was that really... who you were at that time and how you felt at that time?
No, I tried really hard not to be gay for a very long time. We kind of grew up in church and youth group and all of this stuff after school and all these functions, and it just wasn't accepted. That's not how it was supposed to be, and I tried really hard not to for a long time, but, you know, after a while, you just kind of get tired of fighting everybody and being unhappy, so... I came out. It's time to do me.
And were you right about your reservations? Like, did you feel any animosity from, like, your family or from your community, your social life?
I did, you know, from my grandparents or whatever, but like I said, there comes a time when you have to start living your own life and living for you and not what everybody else thinks. So, you know, they've kind of come to... I don't know, maybe not necessarily accept it, but it just is, and they kind of tiptoe around it, and, like, it doesn't exist, so, you know, I can't make them accept me for my lifestyle any more than I like some of the things that they do, so.
And what's your family's religious affiliation?
Pentecostal. Yeah.
All right, yeah. I get it.
That was fun.
That was the best question.
Like, whoa.
Things make a little more sense now, huh?
Yeah. So in regards to, like, your gender and finally coming to a comfortable spot, did you ever consider sexual reassignment surgery or ever taking hormones or...
No. You know, maybe a couple of times a thought crossed my mind, but just as quickly as it comes in, it goes right back out. That's not who I am. I'm happy being a lesbian. I like my life.
And that's the reason why you chose, or maybe just stopped giving it any attention?
Yeah, I don't necessarily have those feelings that I'm, you know, in the wrong body or anything like that. And, you know, there's people out there that really have that feeling, and they should definitely act on those feelings, but I don't have those.
All right, cool. And so that's actually all the questions that I have. My last one is there anything that you'd like to add? Are there any new thoughts that maybe came about because of the questions that I've asked, or anything you want to add?
No, I don't have really anything to add. It's just I'm doing what I can, you know, living my life the way I am, and hopefully it will be more accepted sometime in the future.
Okay.
And drag Kings Rock, just saying.
Drag Kings Rock, that's right. So do you have any questions for me before we wrap up?
No.
All right, right on. So, all right, that's the end. Thanks.
Cool.